My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Hello, Mr. and Mrs. America, from border to border, coast to coast, and all the ships at sea. Streaming live from the County of Kings, Brooklyn, New York City, on the Heritage Radio Network. Are you ready for the fastest half hour on the internet today? It's the Mike and Judy Show, spanning the globe for high-minded hijinks and lowbrow kicks to bring you the best in sex, drugs, rock and roll, and nuclear fission. They're too bad for radio and too good-looking for television. And now, here they are, the Nichols and May of the Now Generation, your hosts, Mike Edison and Judy McGuire.
It's Easter.
Oh my God, the bunny hid my basket so good I couldn't find it this morning. I have to go back home and dig up my candy.
But your Lord has risen, McGuire.
Oh, thank God Jesus is risen. Because Good Friday had me on pins and needles when he died.
And we just had our Passover show last week. The Mike and Judy show is taking a decidedly religious bent.
Oh my, well, you know.
It's a little scary, actually. And St. Patrick's Day, your favorite holiday, of course.
I had two people wish me a belated St. Patrick's Day. last week, which was pretty funny.
You're looking a little green today. You still hungover from St. Patty's Day?
I'm still hungover from Palm Sunday.
I tried to have my palm read on Palm Sunday.
That's not what it's about.
Yeah, so apparently I found it. Apparently the church doesn't really like gypsies either.
And also, are you supposed to wish someone a happy Passover? You're not, right?
Yeah, no, I think happy Passover is appropriate.
Okay.
Happy Pesach. Good Yom Tov, we say. Good Yom Tov.
Okay.
Try that. Say that.
Next
say
year.
It. Good Yom Tov.
Good Yom Tov. Did I say it right?
Yeah, that's good. So all next right. year, you know. No, Passover is, you know, a happy thing. And somewhere in my house, there's still some matzah hidden that the kids didn't find. Which means I still have the $5.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well,
wait till we do the Greek Easter show, the Greaster show, where we eat charred brain and entrails.
I can't wait. Can't wait. Well, we're going to have that boyfriend of yours back on the show. Actually, we're going to hear from him today, I believe, in our Easter Sunday music special.
I believe the children are future.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. I was afraid you weren't going to sing today. So why don't we get right to it?
Okay.
Because we have Scream Along with Billy, who's actually performing tonight.
At Joe's Pub, doing a tribute to David Lynch. I forget the actual name of the show, but you can go buy tickets. Go see them. Lily Taylor performs with him, Michael Cunningham, and we were really lucky to have him in the studio do this great song called... It's All My Fault.
And all right, let's get right to Billy and Scream Along with Billy. It is the Mike and Judy music special. Here we go.
It's all my fault. I guess I never should have stopped to suffer fools, but I never pressed for details when you held me and you smiled. I forgot when you're unhappy, you simply change the rules without regard for anyone, you narcissistic child. When we heard that he was coming here, your eyes went wide with shock. I should have seen the future then, but chose instead to leave as you regaled the dinner party with your memories of his cock. I'd never pegged you for a size queen, never pegged me for naive, but honey, I'm not angry, I'm just so sorry that you boys got caught. You really had a clever thing going. Hey, I'm sorry, that was all my fault. And so he came just like the rain, pursuing you in cycles. I pleaded for your honesty because of my dark hunch. You started taking him instead of me over to Michael's. Then you sucked his dick in my bed and both took me out to lunch. Well, it's such a joy that every fucking faggot in LA knew all about you too, except for me, I was at work. That's a really shitty place to put your friends, but who's to say that's what I get for paying the rent for 3 years, fucking jerk. But honey, I'm not angry, seriously, just so sorry that your boys got caught. You really had a funny thing going. Hey, boys, I'm sorry, that was all my fault. Well, first you called me crazy, then confessed in just that order. So I left to meditate upon your total lack of class. I tried to stay together, but my dick, I guess, was shorter. Cause when I left, you called him back to fuck you up the ass. So, well, you didn't tell me, yet again, just sucked and fucked and lied. Thank God my friend walked in on you and called me on the line. Now the smell of death engulfs us, something beautiful has died. So go take it up the ass all day, but not on my damn dime. But honey, I'm not angry, never was, just so sorry that you boys got caught. You really had a funny thing going. Hey, boys, I'm sorry, that was all my fault. Well, I've been great to both of you in public, but it's sad that part of me is dead now in the resting stormy weather. So I thought I'd drop this note to show you I'm no longer mad. So congratulations, Matt and Tom, I'm sure you're still together. Merry Christmas.
And that was Scream Along with Billy. All right. Woo! One of, you know, and Billy's always been one of my favorite guests on the show. He's so charming. He's so funny.
He's very charming.
And you know what I love about the Mike and Judy show? That all our guests are our favorite guests.
Not all of them.
No, not all of them. I lied. Kayfabe, baby. Kayfabe. Well, the next up, we're going to have the Jam Messengers, and they were featured on our Animal Rescue show. And, you know, as much as Mike and Judy are about adopt animal rescue, and we always want people to adopt kittens, we're both cat rescuers ourselves, those people were so fucking serious.
Well, you know what? Dead puppies aren't funny, Mike.
Yeah, well, you know, I love the part, though, when here in the Heritage Studio, there's a big boar's head on the wall. It's not like boar's head like a loaf of bologna. That's like an actual boar's head. And the guy said, I can't believe you've got a dead animal on the wall. And God bless you, Judy, because you jumped right down his throat and said, hey, it's the rescue show, not the vegan show. Because usually I'm the one that gets in trouble with the guests.
Well, it's true.
All right, here's the Jam Messengers, rocking and rolling.
Brilliant, witty, sexy, and smart. You can talk about music, you can talk about art, but not one word you say makes sense. I gotta question your competence. You're tipsy, tipsy, tipsy. You're tipsy. You can't hardly stand on your own 2 feet. Oh yeah. Physically perfect, everything there. Got the face of an angel and golden hair. Dangerous high heels on your feet make you wobble down Ludlow Street. Cause you're tipsy, you're tipsy, you're tipsy, you're tipsy. You can't hardly stand on your own 2 feet. Walking down an ocean called Ludlow Street. Tripping on waves of concrete. Oh, ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Well, your face is sweet, but your stomach is sour. I gotta get you home within the hour. Staggering down the avenue. Taxis drive by when they look at you. Cause you're tipsy. You're tipsy. You're tipsy. You're tipsy. You can't hardly stand on your own 2 feet. Walking down an ocean called Ludlow Street. Tripping on waves of concrete. Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Ain't that sweet? Why, butcher? Why, baby? Tell people, tell them.
Baby.
You're tipsy, baby.
Okay, they were great, But the next band we got on because the bass player has sex with me.
Okay, okay, okay. Enough, Judy. I'm your co-host, and I never get to play on the show. When do I get to play? Please let me play. Can I play? One of the girls has a guitar outside. I want to do a song.
You know what? That we can get to that later. I want to get Spiro's band on first because he puts it to me.
Oh, man. You know?
And I love you, Mike, but not in that way.
Okay. But I want to sing a song that's Easter. I have like a nice Christ Has Risen song, maybe.
Oh, I'm sure you do. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But first, this is Girl to Gorilla featuring my boyfriend, Spiro Panasopoulos, John Skosik, Steve Pang, owner of Otto Shrunken Head, and here they are singing about rehab, Mike.
I don't want to go, baby.
Had to go to rehab. I want to be a better man. I gotta change the way I think, but I want another drink. And I don't want to understand why I should be in rehab. Cause my life is just a lie, with all the alcohol and coke and all the cigarettes that I smoke. Even Jesus had to die, but step by step I'm gonna make it through. When I get out, the first round's on you. Oh, hell, I guess it's back to rehab again. I got out of rehab, thought that I'd get by. I'd go to AA every week when it was my time to speak. I was thinking about getting high. I got out of rehab, but I didn't get too far. I thought I'd be fine with a sip of dinner wine. Now I'm snorting shivers at the bar, yeah. Step by step, wait and see. And if I don't, your next one's on me. Oh, hell, I guess it's back to rehab again. I've been in and out of rehab. I tried to do what they say, and I remember getting shakes and terrible stomach aches. But right now I confess, I'm feeling okay. Cause now I'm out of rehab, but I'm sure I'm gonna be there soon. Cause when I'm done with all these jokes, I'm gonna smoke a couple tokes, and I'll be outside howling at the moon, yeah. Step by step, I'm gonna make my way back. When I get out, I'm gonna smoke all of the crack in the world. Don't I go to rehab ever again? No, no, that's why I gotta get to rehab. Yeah, yeah, but I don't wanna go to rehab. No, no, that means I better get to rehab. Gotta get to rehab. I wanna go to rehab. I better get to rehab.
So, you know, Judy, I always thought it was not who you knew to get on the Mike and Judy show, that our whole booking policy was a little bit more Catholic and egalitarian, that's Catholic with a small C, than all of that. But apparently,
we can be bought.
I'm wrong. So I'm ready. I want to do a song. I got a guitar from one of the girls, because we have our very special guest coming up at the end of the show, who I just found out were only booked because you went to high school with their mom.
Whatever. Whatever. Me and Val used to go to shows at CBGB's, and now she has a little daughter who's doing music. We'll get to you in a minute, and we'll close the show with you, but they're going to play Second to Last.
All right. Well, who do we have next here on the Mike and Judy special, if it's not me?
Life in a Blender.
Life in a Blender. Our good friends, my friend Don Ralph and Life in the Blender, one of the longest running acts in history. They've almost as long as the Rolling Stones, I believe. And the funny thing is, I went to college with Don, and he looks exactly the same. God
and bless him. And also, like the Jam Messengers, they live on other sides of the world from each other.
Well, that's you know, it's crazy, the technology. I mean, the Jam Messengers were writing songs via Skype, and you know, it's not like the Rolling Stones all live in a clubhouse either.
Well, yeah, but they have the money. They have the money to
or the Who.
All right, whatever. But these guys are on a low budget.
All right, let's keep it moving along because I want to play a song. Here we go. It's Life in the Blender.
Tongue-cut sparrow in the nest, don't sing. Tongue-cut sparrow in the nest, don't sing. Too young, too pretty. Too young, too pretty to sing much of anything. Of anything. Tongue-cut sparrow, you should know your place. Times are tough and there's no time to waste. No time to devote to yourself. You better get inside your shell. We already have birds who sing. Tongue-cut sparrow. Tongue-cut sparrow.
Now we're all inhaling her white shoulders. She's older. And shimmies cross the stage. Grandma gives a smile and wonders how she's got such pretty legs. Oh, here she's coming with the cheek cheese out. Here she's coming with the cheek cheese out. You should hear them howl, you should hear them shout from her pretty brow and her pretty mouth. And watch them wiggle when you look down south. Tongue-cut sparrow. Tongue-cut sparrow. She's adored by all the men. And even Sinatra says he's a friend. Most of her family won't understand. But grandma's in the audience giving. Tongue-cut sparrow.
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 All right, that was Life in a Blender. Awesome. Now, I'm ready to sing a song.
Mike,
I've got a
I've
got a great song.
Mike, don't.
I sang "Go Down Moses" at the Passover Seder, and I'm ready. I'm in a religious mode. I want to sing. I want to shine a little light, McGuire.
Okay, I realize this is the Mike and Judy show, but our guests come first. You can play if there's still time at the end. Okay.
All right.
Don't make me pull Sarah Lee on you, because I will.
I'm still recovering from that brisket. Okay. Let's kiss some corporate ass.
Wait, we had corporate rock on. Who?
We've got our friend MC Todd, who's alter ego of one of the co-owners and founders of here, Roberta's, the man who sponsors our show.
He's awesome. He's super awesome.
And you know what? Roberta's is a super awesome place.
With super awesome pizza. And a super awesome hour and a half wait for a table at this point.
Well, you have all these like non-hungover people here.
I'm going to be drunk by the time our table comes. Anyway, so we're going to hear MC Todd next?
MC Todd.
Yo, fly chick buffet, oh shit, yes please. Knocking jaw, sweet lips, working bruised knees. Cinderella, Barbarella, hot knots till we be. Slip my sweet lips out them sour panties. You know what I mean, short sweatpants, cut low around my knees. I make the girlies scream, I make that pussy stop, then I make that pussy pop. I make that pussy pop till that pussy don't stop, don't stop, don't stop, don't stop. I rock T-tops and Thunderbirds, J-pops with no socks. Pop bottom women that can handle this cock. These nerds always mad cause I'm always on top. I send them to the bottom like a Mutombo block. I'm full court pressing them. It's a lesson in how I always win and how I get the best of them. Life's a bitch, you best to start that wrestling. I'll be Jake the Snake Roberts proper. My pet's on your breast, I'm the best when I chop ya. Chop ya.
That was so awesome. And notice the reference to Jake the Snake Roberts, because we are on the road to WrestleMania. I know you can't wait. It's all in your heartthrobs.
I can. Is the Rock going to be
the
there?
The Rock is the main event. That big, you know, fudgicle of love, the Rock.
I think the Rock is adorable.
Adorable's not a word that I would use. And
CM Punk.
And CM Punk is going to be taking on the Undertaker, the Dead Man. And I'm predicting right now, I'll say right now, I think Punk is going to win this and he's going to end the streak. And we'll talk more about this next week when we do our WrestleMania show, which I can't wait for.
Yeah, that'll be good. Anyway.
Yes, that will be good.
Maybe we could do a football or a hockey show at some point, too.
All right. Kayfabe, McGuire. Kayfabe. Anyway, fan enthusiasm.
Can I just do a little self-promotion for myself right now?
Promote away.
April 3rd.
April 3rd.
I'm going to be doing a reading about things I learned from the blog STFU Parents. I'm going to talk about mucus plugs, placenta, shriveled ovaries, and parental oversharing.
I can't tell how much you're turning me on.
That's going to be at the Housing Works bookstore. I'm going to be there. Our friend Blair Koenig is going to be there, who does the blog, and we're going to have her on the following week after our WrestleMania fever has waned.
This is like the peak of our season. It's like sweeps week. We got WrestleMania and then Blair from Shut the Fuck Up Parents. The last time Blair was on, what did we get, like 40,000 downloads that week?
It's crazy.
She is by far the greatest star we've ever had on the show.
I know. Yeah, nobody tunes in to hear our asses.
You know, but we talk about placenta and mucus plugs and
who can resist? Anyway, so who are we hearing from next?
We're going to hear from our old friends, Boxtopus, our friend Don Von Jovi, who bears an incredible likeness to my old friend Lynn Vaughn from DeWillies.
Yes. Oh my. Yes. He does look a lot like that. And this is one of my favorites of theirs. Chinese Henry doesn't have man boobs.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2.
Song, we're taking it down to a more serious level right now.
It's a very serious show. We really do need to sober up here at the Mike and Judy show. So too much frivolity, too much caprice. whimsy.
I know I am alone in the studio in loving a good sad song. I love Morrissey. I love Nick Cave.
Morrissey. You and your fucking Morrissey.
You just don't understand.
Well, you know, no. What I don't understand is the hypocrisy that you have as, like, vegan terrorist, okay? But, you know, then he can say things like, I wish that was human flesh burning, you know, at the Rock Fest and not hot dogs. And he like, makes this, like, racist slander against the Chinese because of the way they eat dogs and stuff. But... Now, you're not vegan. I understand that you're omnivore, but you Morrissey fans, your people, they allow this sort of slander of humans. They sort of look the other way, but if anybody else said these things, the liberal army would have their fucking pitchforks out.
Morrissey is like your batty aunt who you love and who always, like, has slipped you drinks at dinner, gives you expensive jewelry when nobody's looking, and says horrible, stupid things sometimes. You just have to embrace Morrissey. Know that half of what he says doesn't make sense, but he writes beautiful songs.
You know what? That's the best explanation of Morrissey I've ever heard. Well done.
Thank you.
All right. And our next tune is by our good friend Peg Simone.
Yes, Peg. Peg I met years ago. She writes a beautiful sad song.
Sad songs sound so good.
Yeah, here she is.
They really do. You know, it's really so much harder to play a sad song than it is a happy song. And Peg does it beautifully. Here we go, Peg Simone.
To forget your face, and I shook my head to forget your name. I shook my head to forget you came. I shook my head and I started again. A little later, now I look in the mirror. My eyes look sunk, skin used to be clearer. These lines, they're showing up around my mouth, around the edges I feel a little rough. I shook my head to forget your face. I shook my head to forget your name. I shook my head to forget you came. I shook my head and I started again. Didn't love you quite right enough. Didn't have the pedigree or the right touch. Couldn't give you what you hadn't already had. I guess those moments I thought were real were in my head. I told you I waited till it was right. I didn't know I was wasting my time. The sordid details are such a bore. So now I just check my trust at the door. I shook my head to forget your face. I shook my head to forget you came.
I was just so pretty. I'm inspired to play a song. Can I play a song now, Judy? Please, 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 please. I got one of the guitars from the girls, our next guest. Yeah, your friend Valerie's daughters, okay, who got in here.
Val Frankel, Snooki's ghostwriter. I think she probably sold more books than any other guest we've had on here.
Actually, by far. There's no question about it, because Val
she's a memoirist. She's been a novelist. She's been
buying Joan Rivers, many housewives.
Yeah, Joan Rivers. She's
mobbed
a housewife.
Mobbed up and otherwise.
Yeah, she did Big Ange's book, Snooki's Oove.
Listen, I never want to have to be able to say I did Snooki's Oove.
I don't even know if that's the correct word.
No, her daughter and her friend are absolutely adorable. And after this, I'm going to close out the show with something very powerful and religious and positive, which is clearly what the show needs a dose of.
Yeah, because Gangnam Style, sung by two beautiful little girls, is a real downer.
It is a YouTube smash. So come on in here. Come on in here and let's see what's...
Let's welcome Maggie Rosenberg and Hope Johnson doing a remake with ukulele of Gangnam Style.
1, 2, 3, 4. Wait, should we get an intro?
Jenny Tassaron and Inca joking yoja. Coffee and Jenny, yo, you an and punk your gain and yoja. By me, oh, yes, she'm Jenny to cow, teen and yoja. Good and fun, don't in and yoja. Not a sana, eh? Not Jen and no man come to Saddam, good and sana, eh? Coffee, she get out, done and watch that ten and sana, eh? By me, oh, yes, she'm Jenny, chowed in and sana, eh? Good and sana.
My turn.
Look at the clock.
Oh, fuck.
Look at the clock. Seriously? Mike. I'm sorry.
Seriously?
You can
see. Can't we make this the fastest, like, 40 minutes on the internet today? Please.
No, because
we have
another show right after us. So. You can sing during the WrestleMania show.
I'm gonna go out and busk in front of Roberta's.
Okay.
All right, guys. Once again, it's been, unfortunately,
the fastest 30 minutes on the internet today. Happy Easter, everyone. Christ is risen.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.